We're on air. We're online for the broadcast that involves you and Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. Dave and Charlie, we are in the studio. Art Lewis from his home broadcast studio and a gentleman from his Alma Bureau. We decided to bring Pat Johnston into the conversation this morning since it's been a while since Pat's been with us officially in studio on the morning team show. But from your Alma Bureau, Pat Johnston, good morning to you.
That's right. Greetings, gentlemen, from the Alma Bureau of the morning team show. Hold on 1 second. I've got to turn down my speakers. I'm listening online, so of course there is a delay.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, anyone can listen to both 100.5 and 790 News Radio, WSGW, online at WSGW.com.
Any water in Alma?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to send Charlie. I've got a couple of pictures that Heather took yesterday when we took the pups for a little walk. The Pine River is still pretty high, and the bridges on some of the main roads are closed. So it's affecting us a little bit, but it didn't make it to my house, so we're okay there. However, though, we did have some personal drama because one of our rental properties down the street did get flooded and caused a little smoke damage. So we had to deal with that this week. That was fun.
Wow.
No injuries, though. No injuries. Our tenants were fine, but still, that's something that we had to deal with. Considering with what everybody else has to deal with, we're okay. We're not complaining too much.
Well, that's good news to hear. Art Lewis, you last hour reported that things were improving in your area as well, though your road, of course, is still closed, but at least you can view your mailbox. That was the good news for you yesterday.
Yeah, it's down about halfway down the post now. So it's receding, and I can see the complete top of the fire hydrant, so it's moving along.
And for your Pine River, we understand, last update we had, that by tomorrow morning it should fall below flood stage, Pat, so you should see some further improvement in your area as well, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. It dropped since Tuesday and Wednesday. It's been dropping a bit. I mean, I think they were expecting it to drop faster, but there's all that other water east of us, and it's taking a little longer to get out of here.
And the question then becomes, too, because you are on the west side, and you experienced it while you weren't with us on the morning team show this past week. You did have some other duties to attend to, so you had to make your way into the station, and you took that Hemlock Road to get to over to 75 and get up to the access, if you will, because you couldn't get over bridges. And I don't know what it's going to be on Monday, your next scheduled time to be with us, although if you want to head through Midland, you can do that.
Well, there's another way you can go, actually, Pat. If you're coming across 46, you get to the 7-Eleven at the corner of 52 and go north on that to Gordonville Road. You come across the Gordonville Road Bridge, and it'll put you on Old Midland Road, and you can come down through Freeland that way.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
shorter than going to Clio.
Yeah. Much.
Yeah, well, when I made my drive out on Wednesday, I drove down 127 to 57. Mm-hmm. So I went through Chesapeake and Montrose and up 75. And then on my way back, I took 57 to Hemlock Road, and then I took Hemlock to Swan Creek back home. But I can tell you, since I have traveled all that distance, that our signal for 100.5 and 790 comes in loud and strong in that
well,
racing area. I can verify that.
Carry us all the way around the water.
That's right. Oh, and one more quick thing. I heard you guys talking about what 2020 has brought us already, a pandemic, a flood. Dave, you were saying locusts. We forgot murder hornets.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, can't forget those. Although I don't think there are many of those as there will be cicadas.
that's right.
They're out there, Dave. They're out there. Who knows?
It's actually been a good year for box elder bugs. Haven't seen many at all. Or the little stink bugs. Haven't seen. It's been a good year for that.
That's a little later in the year, I think.
No. We get them. What happens, Dave, is they overwinter in your house.
Oh,
and
okay.
Come time for it to warm up, all of a sudden they're all over your house. Your house.
Yeah,
we didn't have them this year. We only had a couple.
I prefer to keep them on the outside of the house, and that's pretty gross, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we would too, but unfortunately they could find every crack and crevice imaginable.
Well, Pat, we appreciate you taking time to join us, and we continue to wish you well from your situation there in Alma. And hopefully we'll have good routes for you to get here on Monday. On Monday it's Memorial Day.
That's right. Maybe Tuesday.
That's right. So we have special things going on, so you can enjoy a little extra
time. Either Pat and I, our services are required. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. We have special programming on Memorial Day, which will allow you to take a little extra time to do what you need to do at your homestead.
Pat, we can watch live sports. Oh, wait a minute.
You can watch a Sunday.
Yeah, well, we plan to watch golf.
There's golf.
We're going to watch that, that's for sure.